You won an Emmy Award for lead writer on the long-running ABC drama One Life to Live. What was it like writing for a soap opera?
Well, it was hard work. It's 262 hours of television every year. And for the head writer, that's when I was, all the stories were coming through me. The whole big story called The Bible, the whole past of the show, though. It's not like starting a novel, I was born. It was jumping on a train that had been going 100 miles an hour for 30 years with all the characters' lives having gone along. I won an Emmy for that storyline that I told you about, that first one when it was on the air when I was hadn't been there very long. And I held it up and said, Dickens would have done it. Dickens wrote soap operas. You can listen and watch Dickens on PBS right now. There are stories that are what, for me, is the heart of fiction. When you make your reader or your audience care about what happens next to people they love.
Sounds like you're talking about the power of story.
We all tell stories. We tell them around a fire. We tell them at a Girl Scout camp. And as I say to the students, and these are not people who are going to go off and become movie producers or writers, and I say, every one of you will need to be able to tell story as best you can. If you're the defense attorney for someone who has been accused and is on trial for some awful crime and you have to defend them, you want your story to the jury and your summation to be persuasive. If you're sitting around a conference room and you want half the board of directors who don't want your bank to do A, B, or C, to do A, B, or C, you need to tell a story. If you want someone to marry you, you need to tell a story that will make her or him want to do it. And so learning story is one of the fundamentals to me of teaching, what I can help people do.